Weekdays in America, the school buses roll. You may have just seen one go by. About 25 million students are taking the bus this morning, and the Department of Transportation numbers show it's by far the safest way to get to school. One big reason is the people behind the wheel. These days, they've got a lot more to worry about than heavy traffic, as NPR's Noah Adams discovered riding with a veteran driver in New Hampshire.
The school bus day begins dark and cold. We're in the small town of Campton, New Hampshire. It's in the western shadow of the White Mountains. It is 5 degrees below zero. At 6 a.m., a mechanic starts an engine. This is the backup bus. It will stay here idling on the Robertson Transit lot in case any of the drivers has trouble. Now, number 142 starts.
We have to make sure that the tires are exactly the way they're supposed to be, that our lug nuts are on.
Our driver, Diana Fanyon, does a walk-around safety check. The engine will soon be warm, but the windows inside, they can get icy.
I had a child stick his tongue on the metal of the window and get stuck while I was driving, and that was painful. That was painful. And I was fortunate enough that one student on the bus had a bottle of water, and we poured it on his little stuck tongue, and it got off, and I gave him a wet paper towel, and I called to have the nurse meet me at the front door, and he never did it again.
Diana Fanyon is ready for this day. She wears extra layers under a fleece pullover that is itself school bus yellow. She leaves the lot precisely at 7:04.
Come up by that church, I'm going to activate my amber lights because I'll have two children on the road right here after the church.
Bundled up youngsters are waiting alongside the road, sometimes with a mom who holds a mug of coffee. Fanyon's been driving this route for 9 years. The kids are K through 8, so she's now seeing younger siblings at the same stops.
Good morning. Good morning.
Very good boy for me, so if you want, you can sit in the middle of the bus today.
The bus is 35 feet long, weighs 15 tons, but a driver can feel it slip, and it's so high you'll notice the wind. Diana Fanyon has never had an accident, feels secure, she can see over the car in front, she has 7 mirrors, a stop signal arm to warn drivers that kids will be crossing the road.
I had an instance here the other day. I stopped. I had my reds on. I had a truck come over the top that wasn't going to stop and had to grab the student while the mother actually jumped in the road to stop the traffic.
Twice, Fanyon has testified in court about vehicles that didn't stop.
Good morning. At least you're wearing your hat and gloves today.
I don't have a student facing backwards back there, do I? I didn't think she was doing that.
Diana Fanyon tells us her kids are quieter than usual today. They know we're on the bus with a tape recorder. Jimmy Rogers, a fifth grader, says of Miss Fanyon, she's wicked nice.
I think of her as my mom sometimes. She talks to me if I have a problem or something.
All right, be careful going down the stairs. The sidewalk's very slippery. See you later. I like your hair.
See you.
One thing that always sticks with me is something I read in the school bus manual, which was, as a bus driver, sometimes you are the only smiling face that a child will see in the morning or in the afternoon. So I try very hard to say good morning, have a good day, goodbye. If I see a child is very upset, I'll go in and let the principal know, and they may get the guidance counselor involved to make sure that the child's all right.
In the afternoon, on the pickup run to Campton Elementary, a new student hesitantly climbs the bus stairs.
Miss Fanyon, this is Cameron.
Hi, Cameron. Do you have a note to take the bus today? Why are you taking my bus today?
Because my mom wants me to.
And where do you live?
It's, I don't know.
K Cameron doesn't know. So Dinah Fanyon goes inside to ask at the office, and they call his mom's cell phone. She's already waiting.
You're at the mailboxes right now.
Okay, okay, I'll be there in about 5 minutes. Come on, Cameron. Erica, you going to your Grammys? Okay, I'll try to remember this time.
Often, there are adults waiting at the stop, and they better be somebody the driver recognizes.
If I have strange people at the bus stops, I don't let the kids off. I will ask the children if they know that person, and if they don't, I'll drive the child to their front door and make sure their parents are home. We are done.
At the bus yard, number 142 is pulled back in line. Dinah Fanyon walks the bus, checks all the seats for coats and backpacks, even kids. Sometimes the little ones fall asleep. Then the workday is over. An hour in the morning, an hour in the afternoon, 10 hours a week to add to her husband's income. The average route pays $175 a week. Dinah Fanyon used to work full-time at a bank, but when her kids came along, she wanted to be at home.
When I had my children, I realized that this was the perfect job for me.
Does anyone ever say to you, when I grow up, Diana, I want to be a school bus driver?
No. I had, quite a few years ago when I first started driving, I had older kids, and they asked me if I had a high school diploma because they didn't think that a bus driver was a very smart person. Now, I've never heard kids tell me they want to be a bus driver. I don't know if I'd want them to do that. I want them to go to college first, then they can change their mind.
School bus driver Dinah Fanyon in Campton, New Hampshire. Noah Adams, NPR News.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep.